All right, speaking with CAMS, Connor McKee. Connor, you're able to grab a third-place medal earlier here in the 400 hurdles. Talk about that race.
Yeah, so I was really upset after what I ran the prelims of the 110 highs. You know, I was expected to make the finals and medal, like probably top five and make the finals. So that was really disappointing, but I just got that out of my head for the 400 hurdles. Went out there, ran my race, put everything out there, didn't leave anything behind. PR'd by a lot and got third, so I can't complain about that.
I got to feel great to walk away with a medal, like you said, especially after you turn around a little bit disappointed earlier. I guess talk about the season as a whole and those two events. You've had a lot of success there in both events, and how does it feel to kind of wrap it up now?
You know, it feels really great. I knew that I was going to be pretty good in the 400 hurdles from the beginning of the season. I mean, I had a rough first race. It had been a while since I ran in 2 years, but as the season went on, I progressively dropped the time, and I knew I was going to run fast at districts after I just got a sub-56, so I just came out here and ran the best that I could. I tend to get in my head a little bit in the 110 highs, and that showed today when I tried to catch up with other people next to me instead of just running my race, so that one was on me, but I'll learn from it.
Since this is the sport you're going to continue here at the next level, I'm sure that you were pretty disappointed not being able to do it last year. This has to be great to be here this year competing.
Yeah, you know, I was so grateful that we were able to get the chance to have a track this year. You know, everything is like kind of starting to get back to normal somewhat, so it just means a lot to be able to come out here and then grab a third place medal in my favorite event.
All right, thanks a lot, Connor.
Thank you.